Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your body, your health. Now, the Kingham OX Health Checkup with Fred Bottomer.
South Carolina lawmakers are proposing a ban on the sale of energy drinks to children. Since 2012, it's estimated at least 2,200 Americans under age 19 became ill after having an energy drink.
Energy drinks can contain up to 300 milligrams of caffeine. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration recommends adults consume no more than 400 milligrams a day. That's about 5 cups of coffee. By one estimate, 68% of adolescents consume energy drinks. The American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Medical Association urge adolescents to drink limited high-caffeine beverages or none at all. Food toxicologist Dr. James Coughlin disagrees.
Once you're a young child, you're going to metabolize caffeine similarly for the rest of your life.
A new report finds even a little booze can kill.
Sipping just one glass of beer or wine a day can shorten your life by up to 6 months. 18 alcoholic drinks or more a week, and you can say goodbye to up to 5 years of living. This according to a study of 600,000 drinkers in the Lancet Medical Journal. The British Heart Foundation's Tracy Parker.
The take-home message for people, if you think you're drinking too much at the moment, is you need to start thinking about drinking less.
Researchers say this counters the belief that light drinking can be beneficial.
When you live in a place where everyone is allowed to smoke marijuana, who does?
Who's smoking dope in Colorado? The state's Department of Public Health and Environment surveyed workers to see how legalizing marijuana has influenced its use. What the study of more than 10,000 adult workers found was that 14.6% of the state's workers use marijuana or hashish. 30% of those 18 to 25 were pot smokers, 19% of those aged 26 to 34, and 11% of those 35 and over. The food service industry had the most pot users, nearly a third, followed by those working in the arts, entertainment, or recreational industries.
And that's today's Health Checkup. I'm Fred Bottomer.
To find out more about how your health affects you, log on to KingMOX.com/health.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.